Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Robin of DeSmet. It's a stretch to think of Robin Hood on the Great Plains. The Dakota warriors could do magic tricks with a bow and arrow, but somehow the hero of Sherwood Forest would be a foreigner in a landscape without trees. The plains just ain't the place for Robin Hood. But let's try. Think of him emerging angel-like from a broad field of 12-foot hybrid corn in yet another field of dreams. Suddenly, there he is in green leotard. Friar Tuck is with him, and Little John and his entire merry band. Still a stretch. Here's the story. Robin of Locksley, our hero, was born in a novel by Sir Walter Scott, an Englishman, a Scot actually, who published dozens of novels in the early decades of the 19th century. That novel, Ivanhoe, did much to make the Middle Ages popular. After all, romantic lore, adventure, love, and war is a can't-miss combo. What I'm suggesting is that once upon a time, Robin of Sherwood was as great a hero in Siouxland as he was in merry old England. Hark! Years ago, a Norwegian bachelor farmer, or someone kin thereof, a man named Old Sheldon, knocked on the door of a distressed young mom. Now think of him as a guardian angel in bibs, a straw hat, maybe a corncob pipe, or a chunk of chaw on his grizzled cheek. His nose is beet red, and when he doffs that hat, he's bald as a buzzard, two handfuls of old man hair sprouting hither and yon. Old Sheldon carries a bag, and when that distressed young mom lets him in, he shuffles by her and dumps out the contents. Now first, a word about this young mom. Her husband just learned the affliction he's been fighting is not going away. When they were married, he risked life and limb in a bitter cold to save a neighborhood, riding through a blizzard the likes of which we only rarely see. Both hands and feet were frozen. He never regained the strength he once had. They were told not to expect a miracle. What's more, the young mom is pregnant. She already has a little one, is fighting off an awful bout of morning sickness just like the ravages she lived with the first time around. Besides, this pregnancy wasn't convenient, wasn't something she would have chosen because she can't help be worried about how the family is going to eat. The young mom is plain miserable. That's exactly how she described herself the day old Sheldon toted that bag in. She was particularly blue and unhappy. Her words. So, old Sheldon flips that bag and dumps out the contents on the floor of her cabin, an entire collection of Sir Walter Scott's Waverley novels, as popular as Harry Potter back then throughout the English-speaking world. And now this. Chances are that distressed mom is someone you know. Her name was Laura Ingalls Wilder, who would have to get somewhat older before she would, like Sir Walter Scott, write a whole sack full of novels. I don't know that we think enough about guardian angels. How about a nomination for old Sheldon? When he stuck that straw hat back on his bald head, it likely didn't even cover the halo. Or how about this? There's a pile of Scott novels on the floor of the cabin. Laura Wilder forgets her morning sickness because out of the cracks between those old books, a cover or two or three open mysteriously so that, in camo leotards and a goofy little hat, this skinny medieval archer becomes the Jolly Green Giant, quiver full of arrows up on his back for that bow he's got over his shoulder. It's Robin of Sherwood Forest. You bet it is. Robin of Locksley, a guardian angel right here on the plains, a hero. For Laura Ingalls Wilder, a turning point. Just what the doctor ordered.